Can you hear me?
Yeah. Where's freaking Deontay?
Know where he is, being a cuck.
Oh my god.
He's too busy playing with his ass. I'm tired of that crap, bro.
He's a hurry up.
Yeah, we're gonna expose him. He's too busy playing in his ass. He didn't come here. Hurry up and pull the thong out and get in here. Fucking idiot. He's gonna get mad at this, and I do not care. I really don't. Already a minute and 43
seconds. Oh, my.
Oh, God.
I know this is going to happen.
He's too busy wanting to be a dad so bad.
Now you want to join.
Hey, guys.
Screw you.
Wow. What the hell is that?
You enjoy playing with your ass, bro?
Okay, so hello. This is Jabari's Wisdom, and today we're going to be talking about how this punk doesn't want to join on time. So who we have today, we have the one and only Quality on time, and we have the douche piece of crap Donate Smith. So Donate, so you want to explain yourself?
Yeah, I'm on my way to go see somebody, and I decided to take a shower, and I know both of you have heard the expression, I need to wash my ass. So I said that, but instead of ass, I just said wash my butt. And apparently y'all have a problem with that. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it, but hey.
Wait. What do you mean you're going to go see? We're in the middle of a podcast.
What'd you say?
Huh? Explain yourself, Deontay. Or Donate. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
You just said, I'm about to go see someone, so I got to wash my butt.
Who's Deontay? I'm Blake.
Oh, Donate, I mean. Excuse me.
Wait, who's Donate? I'm Blake.
Okay.
I'm tired of this fucking Blake character.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah. Whatever, Blake.
The funny thing is, every time
why were you playing with your butt, bro?
You know, it's funny how every time we decide to do anything of any sort, Evan has to act like the cool / douche guy.
Why are you so upset?
Don't you ever compare
Evan. Right, bro.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I prefer David over Evan.
Okay,
you're trolling. Okay, now I know you're trolling. Okay.
He needs to bang his head. I think he hit his head in the shower.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. One day I actually fucking what happened? I'm sorry. One day I actually slipped when I was getting out of the shower. Well, I wasn't even getting out of the shower. So what happened was I left my shampoo on the bathroom counter for whatever fucking reason. So as I was showering, I was like, damn, I need my shampoo. So I was reaching out of my tub, over my toilet, onto the bathroom counter to grab my shampoo.
Dang, how long is your arm?
Well, here's the thing. I did something that was very idiotic. I was actually leaning, like Michael Jackson leaning in the shower when it was fucking running and everything. And I was like, oh man, I actually got this. So what happened was I grabbed the shampoo bottle and I was like, all right, man, I actually made it without slipping. I jinxed myself. Then next thing you know, I just like fucking slip as I was going back into the shower. Mind you, I did not have one foot out of the tub or anything. Both feet were in the tub. I was really risking it. And next thing you know, I fucking slip. I bang my shoulder onto the toilet, and then I fall onto the ground. And like you just like hear all this fucking loud thudness and commotion. And yeah, my shoulder hurt for 3 days. And the crazy thing was, I come out of the bathroom after I finish showering, and my dad looks at me and he is like, damn, you made a lot of noise. He didn't even ask me if I was okay or anything.
He's like, what is going on in there?
He was like, can you imagine walking by the bathroom? You just, boom, boom, boom.
He better not break nothing. I just bought all that stuff in there.
I was like, damn,
you hear Deontay squealing in the bathroom.
I'm just making sure you didn't break my toilet.
Oh, here's
man, get off the floor. Stop playing around so much. He just slams the door. So who are you going to go see? You knew we were going to do a podcast. I put my gym session on hold.
Okay.
I'm just saying, bro.
Okay.
Leave me okay.
We mean okay, yeah.
Look, we can do this one of two ways. We can either spend our time complaining that I have 30 minutes, or we can enjoy and make the most of these 30
minutes.
Typical of a Donate.
Why didn't he just say that before we started recording? Like, we weren't going to understand.
In the shower. And then I had to explain to you guys what the fuck was going on.
Jabari, can you answer this question real quick? Like, how long does it take to send a text message?
You know, Occasionally, like when it takes, like, you know, sometimes you're getting kind of slow and it takes about 5 seconds, but you know, quick break,
there's literally no fucking excuse.
You could have said that.
Typical
fucking Nimrod.
Sorry, guys, my phone disconnected.
Oh yeah, I bet. He was getting his feelings hurt. All
right, so what's up, guys? What's up, fellas? What's been going on with you guys, though? What's been going on?
Waiting on you.
So let's talk about something. Let's talk about something that's very serious and very dear to me.
Okay. All right.
Let's talk about how you guys don't think that Toby Man that we've ever had live
action. No,
100% the best one.
Andrew Garfield sucks. And let me tell you why. He's complete. Oh my goodness. His acting is like Peter Parker is not Peter Parker. He's not a nerd.
Have you rewatched The Amazing Spider-Man?
He's able to transition from Peter Parker to Spider-Man. Spider-Man is cocky and hilarious, and he's a smartass. Peter Parker is smart, and like he's like humble, and he like keeps to himself. He's like a little nerdy, little dork.
He didn't act like that.
Yeah, he did. He was on a skateboard Tony Hawk 24/7. Rob Dyrdek.
But let's be honest. The Amazing Spider-Man movies were ass simply because in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, I believe it was, when Gwen fucking died, when Spider-Man fucking shot the web, that shit reached out as a hand trying to grab her. That was the lamest shot I've ever seen when it comes to cinematic in my fucking life. And I said, you gotta be shitting me. I know they do not try to pull this shit. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Jabari, explain that, please.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't a legitimate hand.
Go back and rewatch that.
Okay, I'll watch it.
The webs grew fingers and everything.
That's what I'm saying. The webs spread apart, acting like a fucking hand, trying to grab her so she wouldn't like fucking die. And then on top of that, I'm not gonna lie to you, I busted out laughing when it finally reached her. They made you think that he saved her. Well, I was like, you know, that's so awesome. Like, you know, he can fall in love, whatever. Her head smacked the shit out of that ground, and I could not hold my composure. I was like, oh no, fuck this. This is weird. That whole scene, that whole movie was that one part just made that whole thing ass. I'm not going to fucking lie to you.
It was a hand. Oh, yeah. That was a full blown hand that came out.
I hate what they did with Harry Osborn in that movie. He was a whiny baby. I need your blood. Like he was a whiny vampire. Like,
no, let's talk about the fucking Green Goblin in that shit. How he fucking looked. Like, if you guys don't remember, go back and look at the Green Goblin concept art for Amazing Spider-Man 2, whichever fucking film it was, and see how terrible that shit was executed.
What was the voodoo woman from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Man, who was her name?
Amazing Spider-Man had the best Spider-Man in it. At the very least, he had the best Spider-Man of all time.
Honestly, Tom Holland is the better Spider-Man. Okay, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Out of everyone, he is the worst. All he does is cry and acts like an immature little child. And then just like, I will admit,
in Spider-Man Far From Home, he was acting like a little bit, saying, I miss him. I can't be him. No. Everyone expects me to, like, no, I will admit.
It's because he's always wanting to hang out with MJ 24/7, which isn't Mary Jane. It's, what's her freaking name? Jones? Maria Jones?
I mean, can you blame him for wanting to hang out with, like, if you had a chance to hang out with Zendaya, are you telling me you wouldn't take it?
Okay, you got a point there. You got a point.
Jabari, get off your own podcast.
You're fired.
Hold on, guys. I'll be right back.
But Tom Holland's whack. He doesn't play a good Spider-Man, especially out of all of them. He doesn't play a good Spider-Man. I still say the Amazing Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield played the best Spider-Man.
Listen to me, okay?
Peter Parker-wise, okay. Peter Parker. Tobey Maguire played a better Peter Parker, I guess.
Peter, Tobey is hilarious. You can make memes out of all three movies. It was so good. I don't know. And freaking J. Jonah Jameson.
The best J. Jonah
Jameson. Every time he came in there, can I ask for a raise? And he laughed in his face. Everybody needs a boss like that. And he smacked his desk. That joke was hilarious. Oh my gosh. I remember I showed you guys, I forget on YouTube. It's like YouTube poops of that. Watch the Norman Osborn one. That one will have you cracking up.
But still, Tom Holland, I think he is the worst out of both for each like either being Peter Parker or being Spider-Man. He's like
Tom Holland is the perfect blend of Peter and Spider-Man.
I don't even think that at all. The only difference is he's the first Peter Parker that looked like a kid. That's it. That's his whole MO, is that he's the first Peter Parker that looked like a kid. But he doesn't play a good Peter Parker and he doesn't play a good Spider-Man compared
to the other one. Because like he was believable as Peter Parker because he was an outcast. And I just didn't like how Flash Thompson is that Indian kid. He feels like he needs to be bullied too. He doesn't feel like a bully. he needs to get bullied too. Tom Holland, you can feel that.
I would say Tom Holland fits the face of Peter Parker, but the personality of Peter Parker, he does not match at all. I don't think, or especially the personality of Spider-Man, he doesn't match at all. Because he doesn't match Tom Holland. He does not match the personality of Spider-Man. Spider-Man's supposed to be
he's fucking.
What are you talking about? Spider-Man's always referencing stuff,
making jokes. He's supposed to be like freaking. The only time
Holland always makes jokes. What the hell are you talking about?
Like Spider-Man was supposed to act was in Civil War, and that was
time. Did you hear when he was freaking making banter? The banter between him and Iron Man.
Hold on. Exactly, and not only did that, did you hear him in fucking Infinity War when he was, like, talking to Quill or whatever that bitch's name is that fucking fucked everything up? Like, he's always fucking making references, he's always making jokes, he's always being a fucking dumbass, I'm gonna be honest with you. He's always being nerdy.
I don't want to hear another pop culture reference from you.
Yeah, because that's Infinity War.
Remember that scene?
They take it as him being a kid the whole time, like, even Infinity War. All his jokes were, oh, he's a kid. He doesn't know that Star Wars is the name of the movie. He thinks it's some old movie. Ha, 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 ha. That's his whole MO. It's just acting like a young kid who knows nothing.
And tell us about fucking Andrew Garfield.
He's making jokes. He's like, you know the freaking car rob?
What's he making jokes? The only joke is when he was fighting that fucking killer croc ripoff. That's the only joke about the whole thing that he's making.
Poor Peter Parker.
That's freaking watch the freaking car robbery.
Oh, small knife. He's such a loser, bro. I thought he was going to get that dad and his kid killed. Remember when he saved him on the side of the bridge when the car was on fire?
Yeah. I will say this. Not Tom Holland. I'm sorry. Tobey Maguire, he had a lot of badass moments as Spider-Man. We can all agree on that.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Tom Holland has not really had that many fucking badass moments yet. However, Andrew Garfield had one of the sickest badass moments. That was at the end, I think it was of 2, the Amazing Spider-Man 2. When the little boy was trying to be fucking Spider-Man going up against like Rhino, and he just like fucking came in and said, "Thanks, Spider-Man, blah, 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 blah." And then he sent him back, and then he just like fucking kicked his ass.
They stole that from Iron Man.
But Spider-Man is supposed to act.
Hold on, now Evan, I will agree because Iron Man did the exact same thing in Iron Man 2 with Peter Parker. That was actually Peter Parker as a kid. Came up when Peter Parker put his little hand up as a fucking little nerdy kid, which we all love, and he was about to get obliterated by those fucking machines. But then Iron Man stepped in and fucking shot the dude. And said, "Good job, kid." And then left at that point. They did rip that scene off, I will admit.
Okay. Hey, bro. Hey, I'm telling you right now, Jabari, if Andrew Garfield went against Norman Osborn at the end of Spider-Man 1, he would have got killed by the glider. He would have said, "Godspeed, Spider-Man."
Let's be honest. If Andrew...
What?
Wait, what happened to him?
His internet sucks.
My mom called. My bad.
Okay.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. But, like, let's imagine if fucking Andrew Garfield went up against Venom. That would have been terrible.
I don't know. You need to rewatch The Amazing Spider-Man. You need to watch all the Spider-Mans in one sitting. Not in one sitting, but, you know, like, run after another. Maybe one for each day. And you'll see. Because I did that, and I was like, Andrew Garfield's best Spider-Man. Maybe not the best Peter Parker, because Tobey Maguire, I will say, he was a good Peter Parker. He was kind of a freaking nerd. Freaking loser. More of a loser than Spider-Man is supposed to be. But, you know, Tobey Maguire was good.
Tobey Maguire was a hopeless loser. I will say that. He was a hopeless loser. I will agree with that.
Did you see how cool he was in Spider-Man 3?
That's because he has a fucking studio.
When Harry got that drink and he appeared at the window, you don't mess with Tobey Maguire.
come on, man. And then he fucking started dancing in the street because he was a fucking emo kid. Like, no.
Those girls were turned on, please.
I don't fucking see why. Now, let me tell you one thing. Overall, like, a transition from Peter Parker to Spider-Man, that nerdy, quirky, awkward fucking kid, Tom Holland has that down pat. Like, Jawari's going to disagree. But Tom Holland is the best Peter Parker. As far as Spider-Man execution, it's a tie.
Okay.
No. Let's talk about that Toby scene in the club. Now, dig old this. And he started snapping. That was amazing, bro. Okay.
Toby Maguire is a great...
Tom Holland, I would say, is a good Peter Parker. But Spider-Man, I don't think he's a good Spider-Man. I seriously think... Andrew Garfield is the best Spider-Man of all time.
No. First of all, I don't know who Spider-Man is. Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield does not fit that criteria. And like, I will say this.
Since
that shit came out in theaters. I'm going to be real. But let me tell you what, Jabari. This is how I know that my memory has not failed me when it comes to that. You know, every other aspect probably. Because I remember vividly the fucking hand scene. That tells me I remember the fucking movie. Okay? Electro looked terrible. I don't know why they did that to Jamie Foxx, okay? Jamie Foxx looked better as a leprechaun than Electro. And that's back in the fucking early 2000s, 90s. You know what? Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, he's good. I'm not going to lie. He's not a terrible Spider-Man, as Evan is making him out to be. He's a good Spider-Man. But the best is a tie between, I don't want to say Tobey Maguire for real. I'm just trying to be unbiased and objective. Tobey Maguire, he was an okay Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield is a Magic Mike stripper acting as Spider-Man. That's how bad he is. Andrew Garfield is
arguably better than Tobey Maguire.
Oh, no.
Tom Holland is giving him a fucking run for his money. I know we grew up with Tobey Maguire. Trust me, it's hard for me to even fucking say that. But let's just be honest. Go back and watch them. He's an okay Spider-Man. He's not the worst, but he's also not the fucking best. Let's just be real. Like, as far as, like, fighting is concerned, like, combats and all that shit, Andrew Garfield had the flexibility, the dexterity, and, like, all that shit that Spider-Man should have. Tobey Maguire did, too, but his execution with it was just terrible. Now, let's be honest. Those were fucking nearly a decade apart in terms of when they were making it. So, if Tobey Maguire came back and wanted to do Spider-Man, like, let's say he was the same age and everything, came back now, he would probably, like, be fighting with Andrew Garfield a little bit more. But Andrew Garfield, due to, like, his nature and everything, he was better.
Let's look at the villains that Toby faced versus Andrew.
I did not watch Spider-Man Part
4. Doc Ock.
I only know Homecoming. But
Doc Ock, Sandman, Venom, and Green Goblin.
Because there are three Spider-Man movies. And then,
And also because of budget, Evan. Let's be real. Like, don't get me wrong. You have a point, like, seeing his roster of, like, villains or whatever that he faced. But you also have to think, when those Spider-Man movies came out, they had the fucking budget to do all of those simply because it was the first installment of that. Also, the Amazing Spider-Man, they had a smaller budget because they already had Spider-Man movies beforehand. And with Tom Holland, he's barely fighting bitches in his two movies. And if they are, they're not like fully costumed up because look at his budget right now with the movies that he's doing compared to the whole universe. He's not going to have as big of a budget as the Sam Raimi or however the fuck you pronounce his name's installment of Spider-Man movies.
Michael Keaton was so terrifying as Vulture. When he was in the backseat of his car.
Oh my gosh.
And he turned around.
No, I know what you're trying to do, but I know you're Spider-Man.
He was not playing any games.
That Homecoming movie, that was more of a high school movie than a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. Like, I will agree.
But the other movies, like, say, The Amazing Spider-Man was a Spider-Man movie. Like, that was about Spider-Man, not about,
You have to think, though. They're doing something different with these Spider-Man movies right now. You have a point. The first, like, Spider-Man Homecoming was straight up about him only being, like, a high school student trying to battle the two, being a high school student and fucking being Spider-Man. However, that's because that's what that movie was aimed to do. If you saw Far From Home, which you admitted that you didn't see it, if you would have watched Far From Home, that was more Spider-Man than anything, and he was better than Andrew Garfield in both movies combined. I'm just going to be real.
Ooh, okay.
Bro, that Mysterio sequence alone was the best thing you've ever seen in a Spider-Man movie so far.
That's what I'm saying.
I am
upset with what they did with Mysterio. I really fucking am.
I love Mysterio. Jake Gyllenhaal did a fantastic job.
I'm talking about, like, the plot with Mysterio, though.
Spider-Man 2, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2, is it better than that? Because I big doubt.
Better than Doc Ock?
Yeah,
Doc Alfred Ock, Molina as Doc Ock is phenomenal. I loved him. But let me see.
And we're not versus, talking about the actors portrayals. We're talking about the movie like, overall.
Overall? I would say it's up there with Spider-Man 2.
Whoa.
It's up there. It's pretty... Far From Home is good.
Jabari, don't get me wrong. You know me. You know I will openly admit... Jabari, you know I would openly admit if something's not good or something's... Like, you know I will forego my bias. I've proven that with you beforehand. However, I will say this. Spider-Man Far From Home is arguably up there with Tobey Maguire's installment of Spider-Man movies in terms of quality. They're really good. Now, don't get me wrong. The Amazing Spider-Man and the Amazing Spider-Man 2, they have the best shots and quality and everything when it comes to movies. They look fucking beyond amazing. They're, like, amazing. They're fucking beautiful. I would fuck them if I could. However, in terms of plot and, like, the movies themselves, like, they're not the best. Yo, come the fuck on! Oh. Damn! Anyways. What the fuck are you doing? Anyways, I'm sorry, guys.
He ran into Andrew Garfield. That's what happened. That's how bad it was.
You guys caught a glimpse of what the villains see or hear when they go up against the Black Arrow. Anyways.
they pull out their rifles and start shooting.
Speaking of which, did you guys not see the security footage that I sent you last night when the Black Arrow was going up against Komodo?
I saw that pathetic excuse.
Wait, hold on. What did you say, Evan?
Pathetic excuse. I thought one of his villains is going to be Robin Hood. He's trying to outdo him with his bow and arrow. Just like, it's so stupid.
Come on. You can't lie. What the Black Arrow did in that security footage, which is real, by the way, that was awesome. He shot his last arrow at Komodo. Komodo had, like, more in his fucking quiver. And then Komodo shot an arrow at him. The Black Arrow grabbed it, spun around, and shot him in the fucking shoulder and disabled him. That was phenomenal.
They were just looking at each other.
What would happen if he...
So here's what happened.
Dude, if he pulled out a rifle, he would have been done.
Here's what happened.
He would have been done. All those...
But here's the thing. See, me as an editor of many capacities, I have a lot of footage of... I gotta remember the truth. I have a lot of footage of the Black Arrow because, like, I was really covering a lot of instances with, like, the run-ins that he's had. He's actually disabled a lot of people with fucking rifles and, like, even fucking rocket launchers. The Black Arrow, he was so awesome. He jumped out of a, listen to this. He jumped out of a fucking helicopter. He did, like, a fucking, like, fucking ninja spin out of the fucking helicopter. Got the arrow up in the air and a parachute came out and parachuted. No, fucking done that.
Hey, Jabari. Now if he would have. He's great against henchmen with rifles, but if he would have went against Deadshot, it would have been over.
Here's the thing. He actually went up against Deadshot. He disabled him. He went up against Slade fucking Wilson. Deathstroke shot him in the fucking eye. He's the reason he has the eye patch. Okay.
He
was going
hand. Slade lost his eye against Ra's al Ghul. What do you hear?
What I saw was the Black.
You did not watch Arrow. You're an okay? idiot. You did not watch Arrow.
You're stupid. I read the comics.
Arrow, look, as did I. But in Arrow, which is the story of the Black Arrow, nobody else. Sorry, the Black Arrow. He stabbed the other Deadshot in the fucking eye. He stabbed.
Look, little wimpy Hollywood losers had to make Green Arrow cool. so wimps like you could
hold on, hold on. Green Arrow is a comic book character. We're talking about the Black Arrow, real vigilante. Let's put that on.
Oh, Lord.
He missed his last arrow.
And the security footage that I watched, Black Arrow got a wedgie from everyone that he faced.
Okay. Hold on. Let's talk about the North. And you want to keep going. Let's talk about the North. And
every time the Nulk does his thing, he beats the crap out of Iron Man. I don't want to hear nothing.
Okay, that's a fucking lie. Now, let's be real. Let's go back to movies for a second. Since I brought up Hulk, let's talk about the quality of Hulk versus Abomination in The Incredible Hulk.
Wait, okay, let's talk about...
No, I'm talking about, like, that was a good fucking scene. I watched that all the fucking time.
How,
like,
as long as you don't talk about the Ang Lee Hulk, we're okay.
Let's talk about how that one Spider...
We're not going to talk about that one. That Hulk movie doesn't exist.
Hold on. Wait, let's see what Jabari's saying.
Not the first Hulk. Not that trash one where he looks like a green slime.
When his dad was insane.
The later Hulk was pretty, like, it wasn't great, but it was okay, you know, it's the Hulk. But let's talk about
the one with Edward Norton? The one with Edward Norton?
Yeah. Hulk in Avengers, he goes from being Hulk to being some freaking, like, talking Hulk who's like people.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, okay? That's from the comics. It's called Professor Hulk.
We don't care about Professor Hulk. That's the thing.
Thor?
Look, Evan, let's think about it, okay? When you're fucking Thanos, when you're fighting Thanos, okay, and you have a fucking fat ass Thor, all right? And you have
you're talking about okay?
Doritos Thor. Yeah, we're fucking talking about, like, oh my goodness, from a fucking gamer Thor, like Xbox Warrior Thor, with fucking pedophile Hulk, okay? Yay. When Captain America is still going ham, then we have fucking wimpy ass, pussy ass Iron Man. It's like, oh my goodness.
What do you mean? Iron Man was going ham that movie. What?
Iron Man was going ham.
Not at the beginning. Did you not fucking see anorexic Iron Man? Like, oh, come on, man.
He had a real explanation. It's because he was stuck in space.
Yeah,
That's a reach. That's a reach.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We love him 3000. Don't ever do that.
However,
yeah.
let's talk. Okay, now that was just the sweetest moment ever. Now let's talk about how all these Marvel movies are gonna be fucking ass now that fucking Thor is gonna be gone, Iron Man's dead, and Marvel Captain America's old as shit, and he has like
I highly doubt that because they have Wolverine now, and they also have Mr. Fantastic and Silver Surfer and Doctor Doom.
Come on, Evan. Please.
What is wrong
with
you?
Nobody cares about Wolverine anymore now that Hugh Jackman's no longer Wolverine.
Actually,
they waited too late. No, hold on, Evan. Let's be real. They waited far too long to bring Wolverine in. Wolverine really should have been executed with Tony Stark. Like,
he really should have been Tony Stark with a gauntlet on. He has an Infinity skate. With his Infinity skateboard.
Let's be honest. Wolverine would have been better, like, implemented with RDJ's Iron Man, fucking Chris Hemsworth's Thor, and like all, like, this part of Marvel that just ended. Wolverine would have been better in this installment. Now you're gonna have fucking, I'm sorry to say it, you're gonna have fucking Nigga Man as Captain
Watch
America.
Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. You're gonna have Nigga Man as Captain America.
That was in the comics. Yes.
I know it was, but let's look at Andrew Mackie. Should not be Captain America.
Anytime I see that guy, he reminds me of Aeneas.
That's Aeneas' dad.
They fucked up so bad. It's ridiculous.
Jabari,
that Tony Hawk comment, you gotta name this episode the Infinity Skateboard. You get it?
Like, oh my goodness,
like,
man.
I'm not gonna inspire.
Like, and then Mr. Fantastic, like the original Fantastic Four, that Mr. Fantastic would have been perfect. That fucking bitch. And the other Fantastic Four movie came out like early, like 2016 or whatever. I didn't even watch that film because like, there's no way this is going to be good.
Oh, no, that was trash.
Like, oh my goodness.
That's what we call it.
Like, they should not have done Michael B. Jordan like that. They really fucking shouldn't. They, like, I don't know what the fuck they did, man. I don't know why they tried to make him. Like, I don't know why he agreed to be Flaming Torch.
Okay, oh, yeah. Chris People Evans?
Bitch, I'm talking about
Michael B. Jordan. Oh, they Flaming Force to Flaming Torch.
Yeah. They fucked up.
Literally?
They were better off as Jabari as fucking Human Torch.
Oh, now that would be sweet.
Oh my goodness.
Jabari would be the freaking Mr. Fantastic.
No, let's be real. Jabari is Human Torch.
I'll be Silver Surfer just to kill him. Turn all that fire off. You see what the Silver Surfer did to him?
like, oh my goodness.
He took him to space.
Jamari would be like, it's about 300, punk.
Oh, you like heat? I would take you straight to the sun.
Yeah, I would take you straight to the sun.
See how hot you like it.
Now, let's be real. If we were the Fantastic Four, David would be fucking Invisible. I can't remember her fucking name. Yeah. Evan would be the Thing. Let's just be honest. Okay. Jabari would be Mr. Fantastic. And I would be Human Torch. And that's a dangerous fucking that's a dangerous group right there.
Mr. Fantastic.
Because you have Evan as a Thing.
That's a
wine. Yeah, wine and cry about Sue. Oh, Sue, man. I'm sorry.
And that's perfect because Jabari and David, they would always fucking go back and forth at the lunch table. When David sat with us.
Yes, we always had like his wife just talking to each other. Yeah.
Like gracious. Like I don't know, man. Like if we were the Fantastic Four, like nobody would be safe. We wouldn't even be fucking safe. I would fucking get angry. I would get pissed off at everybody. And I would just let everybody on fire.
Like messing with Johnny always likes messing with Ben Grimm, right? That's what the thing. You always like messing with me. You throw fire at me. I'm going to say, who threw that?
I'm going to point at Jabari. And Jabari's going to be like, okay, punk. What are you going to do, punk?
You don't have flame powers.
No, but then you see me stretch.
And then Jabari. Like,
be tall. Like,
dude, Jabari would be like, how do you know what I don't have? You don't fucking know.
Dude, I would rip him over to me.
Wait,
like, fold him up like a towel.
Is Mr. Fantastic stretchable, like, with everything? So can I, like, be in another room and stretch my eyeball like a cartoon?
Yes. Yes, you can. Be
like, fucking Roger Rabbit and Who Framed Roger Rabbit and just, like, start. No, that one guy. I forgot the Evan probably knows the guy's name. The villain in Who Framed Roger Rabbit at the very end when he was like getting so fucking long and shit.
You remember me, Eddie?
That's what Jabari would fucking do. Just like troll everybody.
The one with the high pitched voice.
Yeah.
It's like Mrs. Professor Doom or something like that.
I would just mess with my eye all the time. Like if a villain punched me, like, ah! I'd stretch my eye down. Like, what would you just do to me? Oh, sorry, dude.
Now, let's be real. We all know what Jabari would stretch for the ladies.
Oh, yeah, for those hentai girls he draws. I've been waiting all night for this.
That's a little bit.
Jabari, let's be real. Let's Jabari. Bring that back up. So, to the viewers of Jabari's Wisdom, if you've heard our last episode titled The Elusive Black Arrow and whatever else in YouTube, you would have heard about Jabari drawing hentai, not only in orchestra, but also in our English class. Yeah, he drew hentai on the board, or started to at least.
Jabari, there was a cat lady
if I had a time
with her boobs out, spreading her legs.
What the fuck?
That's a myth.
And Evan, you know the sad part? Jabari actually has a cat at home.
What the heck?
That's the scary part.
What does a cat have to do with anything?
You drew a cat with big ass titties.
She looked like Gumball's mom.
With your cat at home.
You seen Magic World of Gumball? You know Gumball's mom?
No.
You haven't seen that cartoon? Jabari, you've seen Amazing World of Gumball. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Their animation is pretty cool, actually, because it's like it mixes like real life stuff, right? Is that them?
Yeah, you would think. That's probably what you got the inspiration from.
Yourself.
Freaking perv. Like, Jabari, why? Let's be honest. Let's have an intervention. Jabari, why did you draw hentai, and do you still draw it? Because you can make a lot of money. You can make an OnlyFans for hentai specifically. I promise you that. And Jabari, you would make bank.
That's a David question. David,
shit, you drew that bat for me. Like that. Hold on. David may be an artist, but he's not a consistent artist. He would not get any revenue off of OnlyFans. Jabari, when I was waiting for my bat picture from David, that took months. It felt like a year. Oh. You delivered a bat like that in like a matter of just a few
Jabari,
minutes.
Jabari, with your aspirations to become a director and your porn background, I can honestly tell you what kind of director you're going to be.
Me. I'm going to be like good old, what's his name? Who's the guy who made Five?
Now, let's be real. If Jabari does decide to have some sort of productions, I already know the best studio to pick him up. Pun intended.
Oh, no. I don't want that to be near me at all. He's going to, it is.
Because it is going
to
be
Jabari needs to go to Bang Bros. That's where he's going to work best.
Jabari needs to go to Naughty America.
They got some girls that look like Nicole there, Jabari. I'm sure you'll get along just well.
Yeah, hold on now. Do not bring her up.
Me, anyway.
Because you and gorgeous. Nicole were close.
Yeah, we were friends.
She is gorgeous.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Did she ever ask about me?
She ain't thinking about Deontay.
Thinking about you, bro.
You didn't ask about me.
The only thing that she was worried about was Jabari.
Let's be real, okay? I'm going to tell you guys something that I probably should not air out on this podcast, but I'm going to do it anyways because I just want to make a fool of myself. I'm really... Okay, so Nicole, I don't know her. She does not know me. I know her mom, however, because her mom was a substitute teacher for me.
You taught her once.
No. I followed her on Instagram. Like, when I had... When you can make jokes after this. Okay. By the way, guys, I only have 5 minutes left. So, here we go. I followed her on Instagram. When I had Instagram, so this was like last year, I followed her on Instagram. And she followed me back. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, I looked through her pictures. I was like, this woman is gorgeous. Like, she is fucking beautiful. So, what did I do? I did what every guy does on Instagram when they follow a gorgeous girl. I DM'd her. She didn't reply. So, what did I want to do? I wanted to say, why the fuck did you not reply to me? I'm trying to show you my love, girl. But, anyways, what I did, I sent her another message. And I almost said, I guess you didn't get the first message. So, anyways, it did. But what I really did, I just pretended like I never sent the first message and just sent another one in hopes that she would fucking reply to it. She still didn't, so I waited some months. And I said, you know what? Maybe she didn't have her phone. Like, maybe her phone was broken or something. So I sent a whole other fucking message. So I sent three. And then the three times, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. So I unfollowed her. And then I said, she's a bitch. I mean, I didn't really say that. But I just thought the worst of her. But I still love her to this day. Hey, she is gorgeous.
Hey, bro, did you remember in, like, on Family Guy when Herbert kept calling the Griffins when they weren't at home?
Hey, I'm looking for the muscly arm paper boy trying to get the good news.
That's what it reminds me of.
All right, fellas. In literally less than a minute, I will have to get off of the podcast.
Why do you tell us, bro?
Apologies.
It's a good time, actually. It's like 41 minutes long. Yeah,
it's a good time. We don't want a 30-minute long podcast. I mean, a 3-hour long podcast.
Again, 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Let's be real.
No,
Jabbar. Was it really? Didn't we have like?
Yeah, you.
No, that was 3 hours. You edited down.
It's like over 3 hours.
It was not over 3 hours.
Because we even talked about that. We even got into an argument about why it was 3 hours
all the way. And then it ended down to 1 hour, 30 minutes. Okay.
All right, bro.
All right, fellas, I got to go.
All right, peace out, guys.
Yep. I guess we end the podcast here.
No? He sounds so sad. I don't have my minutes. You sound like an upset director.
Well, I guess this is where we say goodbye. the viewers, go share this to literally everyone you've ever known. And if you don't, screw you.
All right. Well, follow any of Jabari's work on bangbros.com. He has a lot of great prospects over there. A lot of young women. And he's talking.